I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born May 30th in Emporia, Kansas, our next guest has grown to become one of the most recognizable and beloved drivers in the sport of NASCAR. He returns home to the Kansas Speedway this October for the Hollywood Casino 400. He made the cut this past Sunday for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. And this Sunday, he's taking on the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Clint Bowyer.
Hey Clint, how are you, man?
What's up, brother?
You have no idea. My ass was tighter than yours on Sunday.
Nail biter, huh? Holy cow. I thought I had a bullseye on my back for a little while. This is crazy.
I was watching that, and I just remembered, I instantly remembered you going, hey, man, don't jinx it, because I'd gone, of course you're going to get in there in the playoffs. That's going to happen. You were like, hey, don't jinx it. And I'm watching it from the last couple of weeks, and I'm like, I jinxed it. I'm the guy who did it. God dang.
Man, it's been wild. The whole summer's been that way. You know, we've run pretty good, and Just sitting there waiting for the haymaker. All right, so where's that damn thing coming from? And here it comes. And I mean, Indy last weekend, the same way. You know, finally got the race, you know, under control. And I felt like, all right, let's finish this damn thing. We're in.
Right.
We're into the playoffs, and you know, we'll be fine. All of a sudden, the 88, here he comes, man. I had him teed up. I mean, teed up. I was like, oh, damn. You know, and I missed him barely. But I mean, barely. Had to ruin their day and obviously knock us through the playoffs.
Right.
Pretty wild race.
Yeah, no, for everybody it was, man. That was a terrible crash, by the way, man.
Yeah, that's Laney Castle wrecked. Here's his carnage. He knew that going in. We watched the Xfinity race Saturday and they tore the hell out of those cars. The racing groove is really, really narrow. Obviously, the bottom is the preferred line and anything outside of that is just not much grip at all.
Yeah,
holding on for dear life, and that position, you know, very important. It's extremely hard to pass. You know, the only time you can really make some hay is when we're all balled up on those restarts,
and yeah,
that's the most dangerous time to do it.
What is it, 9%? I mean, there's no grade there at all. There's no banking.
No. Somebody was asking me before the race, like, man, well, how flat is this? And like, pretty much feels like this. Parking lane.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
200 mile an hour rolling into the corner.
And I'm watching Hamlin, and he is doing his best. And I'm like, I swear to God, I'll go home and burn my own goddamn house down if I see this right now.
I've had a lot of crazy texts before. I'm not going to lie. People have donations and things like that. I have never had a text from an individual that said, hey, I swear if Denny Hamlin had passed you, I was going to burn my own house down. That is extreme anger for one person.
Let me tell you something. If they put Hamlin in prison, I might go ahead and commit a crime to be his cellmate.
He is a pain in the ass.
Yes.
And I tell you, it was one of those deals, you know, one of those last restarts. We kind of got into it. And man, it's these extreme situations on that racetrack. Here
yeah.
It is, man. It's all the marbles. It's a Brickyard 400.
Yep.
One of the most prestigious tracks that we go to, obviously, for a lot of reasons. And everybody wants to win it. Everybody's going for broke. And everybody has a little bit different agenda. You know, right off the bat, we were in a points race. We were only 8 points to the good. We gave up five of those literally the first opportunity. I'm like, oh, damn, come on, man. We got to get this together. It was an emotional roller coaster the whole race.
Was.
You knew it was going to be. When a tire, when we have a tire like we did there, where it just doesn't wear out, it forces your hand to make a decision when a caution comes out. And the way the cautions were coming out, you know, at such a rapid pace, it really, you know, threw the race for a loop. It, you know, typically when you run those racetracks, you run them backwards. In other words, if you can make it, you know, 40 laps or whatever on a fuel run, you will run until that window is, you know, in play, and then obviously try to gamble
right.
on if you think there's going to be a caution, how many caution laps there, you know, there is, and that's where the gamble is. You just play the race backwards. The way those cautions were coming out, it, you know, so fast, now you couldn't figure out what to play with.
And, there was...
and certainly, it, we missed the first stage, and then we got them back the second stage. Yep. So I was like, all right, don't worry, no problem.
No, you you got hotter and hotter.
It's it was all good. It was a lot of fun. It was, you know, all your sponsors are there because it's Indy, and that's the one you want to run well at for sure. Oh, by the way, it pays pretty damn good. My teammate won all the money.
How about Bubba Wallace, man?
Everybody's ass.
I was happy for Bubba. I thought he drove well. I was glad to see him.
Yeah, you know him. His spotter and my spotter, Brent. My spotter's crazy. His spotter's a lot of fun. Together, they do like a podcast together. It's hilarious. And so we're pretty close to Bubba and Freddie, his spotter. And, it's cool to see those guys run good. I knew Blaney right there at the end of the race. I'm like, Blaney, you have no idea what you're doing. He kept trying to pass it, kept trying to poke it in on the inside and dangerous territory. I'm like, you're not racing for the same things that kid's racing for. You better get out of there. He smokes it off on the inside. Bubba didn't lift, and Blaney gets loose, and we pass him for fifth. I was like, you damn dummy.
And now you know who's dangerous is Jimmy John. He's not in, and I mean now like he's really dangerous.
Yeah, it's just crazy to me. You know, I'm really close to Jimmy. We both grew up racing motocross together. I think the world of him. Hell, he's a you know 7-time champion badass of our sport, and it's just crazy to me.
Yeah,
we had like 4 to 10 all year.
Yeah,
you know, it's just. It shows you how challenging the sport is. You know, you can be on top like no other, and next thing you know, you can be struggling like you never struggled before.
Yeah. All right. Now, listen. Now we got racing out of the way. Let's talk about this goddamn truck that's sitting in your driveway.
Oh, you've never seen me. That's what I'm working on right now.
That's what I thought. I heard you. I could tell you were doing something. I'm like, he's working on that truck right now.
I was actually trying to take down the tent. I got my truck hooked on. I got a bunch of boards on my flatbed trailer for the fence that we got replacing boards. So I said, you know what? Let's get old Sweetie out. She ain't been out in a while. Stretch her legs. So take it down to the shop today.
What is it? Because it's like a combination semi and then big truck, but it's the size of a large like a 250.
Super trucking baby, Channel 19.
I gotta
get Peterbilt.
It's
a Peterbilt pickup. A guy that I worked for when I was a kid, literally in high school, always had the coolest stuff in town. He was on the truck line in Emporia, big Peterbilt guy, had buses, boats, Honda. I mean, this dude had it all, Mercedes. And every day after school, I go over and he'd obviously, you know, pay me a little bit of cash to keep the stuff clean. And anytime he had a dance or wanted to go to school or something, he'd roll off in a 500 SL, you know, convertible Mercedes to pick up or rode his Harley. He had those Boss Honk Harleys. But he was like one of the first ones that had on the V8 Harley.
I remember those. God damn, it was
a giant. But the pickup, in 1993, he built this thing. I'll never forget it. Everybody's like, what the hell are you building? And this dude built it all by himself, you know, miniaturized everything, put it on a 4 3/4 ton pickup chassis, and it's got a little cat inside of it, so that thing will pull a house down, man. It's so much fun, Brad.
Yeah, sure, man. I mean, it's incredibly fun. So I'm hoping next month that Harley Livewire comes out, because I got to ride one of those, and I'll tell you, it isn't going to replace any Harley in the world, but it is fun. When I tell you it's fun, like, you are going to get this like no other. You're absolutely going to buy one.
Man, I don't know. And this is Johnny selling this thing.
Go ride it. I'm telling you.
Salesman in the world.
Just go ride it.
Kind of like wearing Crocs, bud.
Yeah, no, of course. Listen, it's one of those things like you may want to do it by yourself, but I promise you it's so fast and it's so fun to ride. It doesn't replace anything. It's like it's an add-on motorcycle. Like it's one of those things like it could never be your primary. But it's
motorcycles are dangerous anyway, right? Everybody knows that.
Right.
Everybody, you know, we see that. The motorcycles are a little bit dangerous. You're on a motorcycle that literally makes zero noise.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, it's you're
zero.
Everything you're saying is right. Everything.
90% of the cool factor on a Harley is
sure
irritating people, pissing people off because your pipes are awesomely loud.
Right.
Live wire, I just, man, I don't know.
I'm telling you, you got to ride it. It's so fast. You
make sure you're wearing Crocs when you ride.
Are you kidding me? I'll be wearing my mom's underwear. But over my face, looking out the leg hole so nobody knows who I am. It really is. I can't wait.
For sure. Yeah. This is definitely full-face helmet material. You don't want anybody to know that that's you on that thing.
Hey, have you driven any of the electric cars?
Yeah, I have, you know, some.
What do you think?
I think they're cool. I mean, they're just, like you said, torquey, snappy, all that. You know, it's extremely impressive, you know, how fast they are. But it's just weird to me, you know.
Of course.
A V8, black smoke blowing in this Peterbilt, you know. I mean, that's what I'm all about. I want to get pissed and something.
Well, there's no replacement. There's no replacement for displacement. I mean, you know, that's always going to be the king, everything. But, you know, it's just anything fun or racy or just interesting or new, I'm always want to go out and try a little bit, you know, because it's just fun, man. I mean, like, I know you. You would race somebody to the end of a bowl of spaghetti if they would.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah.
No, it's just the way it's all going, you know. You know, speaking of Peterbilt, Russ, my you know, sponsor there at Russ Truck. It is too far out of being electric semis, you know, taking our freight up and down the highways. I mean, it's just crazy how technology's taking the world and racing. Look at that thing that I don't know if you've been watching here. Do you see that wreck this weekend? That dude hit the storm drain and flew up through the fence and into the touch fence upside down. It was crazy.
No.
Craziest wreck I've ever seen.
Jesus Christ.
Big wreck. But that's one of those electric cars.
Yeah, no, it's there's a whole new world of trouble in there for sure. But it's, you know,
hey, let's forget about all this. I don't want to talk about electric cars. Did you see the Chiefs?
Oh my God! You know what? You know me. I don't watch much football, but I definitely am following this year. And I thought, you know, Mahomes is going to be one of the greats. I really do. I believe with all my heart, he's going to be a legend. He's going to be loved in this city, and we're going to really do something great. But most of all, we've got a guy who is, by anybody's standards, a really, like, a lovable, incredible hero.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's extremely talented. It's unbelievable the things he does, you know, behind the ball. But I agree. You know, you've been watching this kid and rise to fame as fast as he has. You're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Going to be dangerous, you know, for any human being.
Sure.
And, man, he's stayed pretty damn humble and mm-hmm. he's been likable. He's done all the right things, checking all the right boxes, and the biggest box he's checking is he's kicking their ass.
Yeah.
And that's fun to watch, man. Yeah. It's fun to be a Chiefs fan out here in North Carolina. Did you see the Panthers? All these people out right. here watch these Panthers go at it, act like they got a cool thing going. They know how to tailgate. I'm like, guys, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. You have zero idea what tailgating is all about. You get yourselves together as a city, put yourselves out in the middle of a parking lot and throw down as hard as you can until the game time and then just try to figure it out from there. That is how you tailgate.
Oh, yeah. They have no idea. Well, but you know what? I do love heroes, man. Like, you know, Junior was always, and his father as well, were always guys I loved to watch race, and they got me into racing. You know, guys like you that lived, you know, the way I guess it's a strange thing, man, the cult of personality. And look, you're a stock car racer, but you're also, whether you like it or not, you're a celebrity in this world because you're a well-known guy, and that means people are fans. They wear your shirt, they follow you in the race, and there's a certain weird expectancy, I think, in that, you know, you're a good guy. You've always been nice to the fans. I've watched you for years, but you live right. You know what I mean? Like, you live in a way, like, you wring a little bit of this, you know, life every single day out of it. You know, you never lay around. You're a guy who wants to go have fun, to appreciate it, and you're really genuinely grateful for everything you've been able to earn.
Well, I think people want to be able to relate to anybody. You know what I mean? And certainly came from, I came from Emporia, Kansas.
Yeah.
And father was a tow truck driver, and we just had fun doing our deal and raced, you know, all the way. Real quick on this point, back, I forgot you don't like Hamlin. Did you see, I don't know if you're on Instagram, Dan Hamlin posts this picture about something about staying humble or something, and he's standing in front of his space shuttle of an airplane. At Darlington Speedway.
Now,
we just happened to fly down my little one Cessna 182 down there, and of course I have Wi-Fi on the 182, you know, because it doesn't get high enough to lose cell phone service. You have Wi-Fi all the way down. So I'm watching Beanie Hamlin, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to get him. As soon as I land, I get out and take a picture of my 182. I said, yeah, race hard, stay whatever, and stay more humble.
Dude, as you can guess, I don't follow him on the Instagram. Yeah, dream big, work hard, stay humble. It's him getting out of a goddamn, who knows how many $20 million airplane it is.
Oh. It's challenging itself.
God, if you just, now I just feel like you're just trying to make me crazy.
Oh, yeah. It felt good to piss him off. It felt really good.
Listen, all I know is he cannot win. He cannot win the big one. He can't. You've just got to. It can't happen.
He can't win.
No.
Well, we got a chance at it, buddy. Yeah. We're in the playoffs.
Look, I'm proud for you.
To Vegas tomorrow, and can't wait to get it started. We're all going to go down.
Stay out of trouble, and I'll catch up with you soon, man. Thanks for calling, brother. And I'm telling you, I was so happy for you on Sunday. I was watching that happen. I'm like, God damn, there he is, man. So keep going, my friend. He had to stick that Denny Hamlin goddamn picture in front of there. Look at that plane. That's like, that's gotta be.
What do you call it? A space shuttle.
I mean, a nice jet that, say it has six seats in it, that you gotta lean down a little bit, is a $10 million, $15 million. Mm-hmm. That's a stand up in the middle jet. That's like a take a shower in it jet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a Jay-Z jet. Pisses me off. Denny Hamlin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.